when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he who is born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and have come to worship him. When King Herod heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he asked them where the Christ would be born. They said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is written through the prophet, You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are in no way least among the princes of Judah, for out of you shall come forth a governor who shall shepherd my people, Israel. Then Herod secretly called the wise men and learned from them exactly what time the star appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child. When you have found him, bring me word so that I also may come and worship him. They, having heard the king, went their way. And behold, the star, which they saw in the east, went before them until it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. They came into the house and saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Opening their treasures, they offered to him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
I'm going to read the Bible. And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you previously lived, according to the ways of this world, according to the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit now working in the disobedient. We too all previously lived among them in our fleshly desires, carrying out the inclinations of our flesh and thoughts. And we were by nature children under wrath, as the others were also. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love that he had for us, made us alive with Christ, even though we were dead in trespasses. You are saved by grace. He also raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, so that in the coming ages he might display the immeasurable riches of his grace through his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is God's gift. Not from works, so that no one can boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time for us to do.
Awesome. Thanks, Jaden. Well, we're going to be looking at that part of the Bible this afternoon, tonight. So make sure you have your handouts open. They're ready. I'm going to pray for us and ask God to be with us as we do that. So would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can come here, we can celebrate Christmas. Be with us as we look at your word. Help us to understand it and understand what Christmas is all about. Amen. Now, a few years ago, some of my friends bought a house up in Gosford and they invited a few of us away for the weekend. And I went, I got the Friday off. I think most of them got the Friday off and we headed up. It was pretty good because we went early. We didn't hit any traffic. We were able to find the house, which was surprising. We worked out sleeping arrangements, what we were having for dinner and what kind of antics we were going to do that night. It was all going great. And then I got a phone call, right? My phone rang. It was my mum, which is nice. My mum has to ring me. I don't ring her. So my mum, and this is how the call went. Hi, mum. Hi, Matt. What are you up to? Oh, I'm just away with some friends up at Gosford. Oh, okay. So you're not coming to your sister's birthday dinner? No. I'm probably not going to make it. I got so caught up with my friends, so caught up with what we were doing, that I forgot about something really important. And I know I'm not the only person that does that. We all do that. We get so caught up with the world around us that we forget things that are important or we push them to the side. A lot of the time, it doesn't really matter, or we can make it up with a simple apology and promise that we wouldn't do it again. I haven't done that again. But sometimes there are some real consequences. Like the consequence when we forget about God, when we forget about Jesus, and we push God and Jesus to the side. So this evening and this Christmas, I want us to not forget about them, not push them aside. I want us to remember three things. I want us to remember the birth of Jesus. I want us to remember the death of Jesus. And I want us to remember the life we have because of Jesus. And we're going to think through those and by looking at our passage that Jaden read out for us. And so in verse 2, we're told that we used to walk according to the ways of the world. Now, we do that all year long. We walk according to the ways of the world. But it's quite easy to see at this time of year, at Christmas. People get so caught up with what the world tells them is important. We make lists of things that we think will make our life better. We go out and we line up for prawns. We buy more food than we need. We plan time away and we pat ourselves on the back for a year well done. And we congratulate others for doing the same. And as we speak about it, we all do it. And it's not a bad thing to do. But as we do that, we forget about God. We forget about Jesus. And we push them to the side. The birth of Jesus, that's what Christmas is all about. We so easily push him aside. We so easily forget about Jesus. We forget about God. And God isn't like some parents that will come in and just rouse on you and tell you that you're doing something wrong and then pull you to make you join in on the family gathering. No, God, he gives you exactly what you ask for. If you want to have a Christmas without Christ, without Jesus, if you want a life that has no room for God, that is exactly what God gives you. And at first, it seems great. You get to do what you want. You get to do it how you want to, and you get to do it when you want to do it. Although walking away from God means walking away from life. See, at the start of the Bible passage read for us today, we read there in verse 1, it says, "You were dead in your trespasses, and sins." We were dead in our trespasses and sins. Forgetting about God, pushing Jesus to the side, and just thinking about what we want, that's what sin is. And since God is the creator of all life, he gives life and he keeps life going, then without God, there is only death. And it's been like that since the very first people, since Adam and Eve pushed God aside and did what the serpent told them. We all put God to the side. We all forget about God. And so we are all heading for death. And that's why Jesus came into the world that very first Christmas. Once more to be with his people, to be with us, to be with you. And so remember when God came in to be with us, even though we pushed him aside. We first need to remember the birth of Jesus. And second, I want you to remember the death of Jesus. Have a look down in your handouts again, that passage, and have a look in verse 4. Verse 4 tells us that God is rich in mercy, and he's rich in mercy because of his love. This is best seen in the death of Jesus. God's love and mercy is best seen in the death of Jesus. Just like forgetting something that's really important, something like your sister's birthday has consequences, forgetting about and pushing God and Jesus to the side has consequences. And like I just said, the consequence is death. I don't know, some of you I know a little bit, and some of you I've never met before. But I know that none of us look forward to death. Nobody wants to get there. But it's a consequence, it's a punishment that has to happen because we've pushed God aside. And it's for that very reason that Jesus came into the world. That's why Jesus was born. Because somebody needs to pay the punishment. Somebody needs to pay the punishment of death. You see, Jesus, he never pushed God to the side. He never forgot about God. Jesus never sinned. Jesus never deserved to be punished. He never deserved to die, and yet he did. Why is that? Or another part of the Bible, in Luke's Gospel, Luke 23, 35, let me read it to you. The people stood watching, and even the leaders were scoffing. He saved others. Let him save himself if this is God's Messiah, the chosen one. Those who were standing at the cross looked up at Jesus, mocking him because he couldn't save himself. When really they were speaking the truth, looking at him not being able to save himself. If he saved himself, he could not save us. On that cross, Jesus had a choice to make, himself or you. And Jesus chose you. He died in your place. He took the punishment on himself that we deserve. And so going back to our passage that you have printed out for you, I want you to look at verse 5. It's talking about God. God made us alive with Christ. 3 days after Jesus died, he came back to life and he brought us with him. He went through death and into life. And if we put our trust in Jesus, as we pass through death, we will go into life. And so this Christmas, as you remember the birth of Jesus, I want you to remember the reason why he was born. I want you to remember the death of Jesus. And then finally, I want you to remember the life we have because of Jesus. Have a read of verse 8. Have a read of verse 8. For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves. It is a gift. It is God's gift. This is one of the best verses in the entire Bible. It's amazing. It's so simple, and yet we don't understand it. It's so hard for us to get because it's the opposite to what the world tells us. Here it says, you are saved. You're saved from your punishment. You're saved from the punishment of pushing God to the side and forgetting about him. Saved by Jesus dying so that you don't have to. Saved and brought back into life with Jesus. And it's all graciously done for you. This is the part we struggle to understand. God has freely, without any strings attached, given this gift to you. But what do we need to do? That's the question we always ask. But what do I have to do? Nothing. It's freely given to you by God, no strings attached. Yes, but what do I have to do? Nothing. Freely given, no strings attached. I have $10 on me, my $10, free to give to whoever I want. We had some hands up already. Free to give to whoever I want because it's mine to give. No one has earned it. No one has done anything to do it. Have you earned it?
No.
No, you haven't? No. Has he earned it? No. How good are wives? It is yours. Freely given. The only thing is you can't give it back. You can't give it back. God freely gives it to you in the same way. The only thing you need to do is not give it back. Even if I ask for it later. God works in the same way. We do nothing to deserve it. We do nothing to earn it. It is ours, freely given, as long as we don't give it back. That is the life we have because of Jesus. We put God to the side. We forget about God. We deserve death. And yet, he comes into the world as Jesus. He dies instead of us because of what we did. And he brings us back to life. That very first Christmas, when Jesus was born, some men turned up with some gifts. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. People are so amazed at these men, and they're so impressed at the gifts that they're given, that they push to the side and they forget about the greatest gift that was given that day. The gift God gave. The baby Jesus, who grew up to die in the place of those same men. So this Christmas, instead of being caught up with the world, instead of being so impressed with the gifts that people give, be amazed with God's gifts, freely, graciously given that very first Christmas. Remember the birth of Jesus. Remember the death of Jesus. And remember your life because of Jesus. I'm going to pray now. I'm going to invite you to pray with me. And pray it to your head, in your heads. But we're going to thank God for what He did. Thank God for coming down to earth. And we're going to ask Him to help us to not give that back. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You for coming down to earth. We thank You that You were born. We thank You that You grew up and You died in our place, even though we don't deserve it. Help us to remember You. Help us to turn to You. Help us to take the gift and not give it back. Amen. We are going to continue to pray now, and so I'm going to hand over to the Allens.